Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, yesterday's game was sweet. It was epic. It was all time. It was classic. Let's listen to how it sounded here on WIP. Merrill and Mike on the call. I know Wechter went into the Wayback Machine. You'll remember this song, the ESPN classic song for the epic game of the day. This was the epic game of the day. Let's crank it up with a Merrill montage.
We're gonna need a montage. It takes a montage.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards. Here's the extra point, spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun, Hurts, gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap, place. Kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The sixth sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourne recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kicked up. And it is.
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. Boy, that'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are at a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford, he backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is caught.
It is caught by Nacua down near the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Well, just a tremendous victory by the Eagles, and one that really at the end did feel an awful lot like the Eagles in Atlanta 2017. Same area of the end zone. I mean, you know, that corner, that side of the field, I mean, defense trying to hang on. Good quarterback, you know, bringing the team down like Matt Ryan did, Stafford. I mean, that was, look, nerve-wracking victory. Congrats to the Eagles on a thrilling victory. Let's get more calls in here. Ray Dininger joins us in about 5 minutes. Charlie right now in Levittown. Charlie, what a win, my man.
Okay, I've been on hold an hour and 38 minutes.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I'm going to get to my points. I've got 5 points. Number one, it's about expectations. And I think you'll agree there's a certain amount of expectations to win the NFC and also to get into the Super Bowl.
Well, especially with home field, especially with home field now.
To win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, point number two, the offensive line. They were offensive. Number three, Kellen Moore. If somebody's interested in him, I'll drive him to the airport.
Yeah, I disagree. I think he's getting dragged through the mud too much.
I am with him 100%.
Say it again, Vic.
Hold
up, 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 up.
Goodbye, Jake.
Okay, all right.
He said more aggressive. He needs to be more aggressive is what he said.
I guess on a mission here. We're trying to have a little back and forth here.
He just wanted to list his bullet points.
All right, so I'm with him on Jake Elliott. I would I'd cut the cord. Not cut him. I would stash him. I would stash Jake Elliott for next year. Theoretically stash him for the Super Bowl if the kicker you sign doesn't do a good job in the NFC Championship game. But I'm telling you, I made the decision about 3 hours after the game last night. Enough is enough. From my standpoint, enough is enough. I would sign the best available free agent kicker. Someone hit me up on Twitter. It's like, who are you signing to camera? I'm like, I didn't respond because I never do to you know stuff like that. I don't know. It's not my job to know who the best free agent available kicker is. Howie Roseman, I guarantee you, has a list of the best available free agent kickers. And
there's a lot of really talented legs out there who can make field goal, make extra points, I guarantee that, and make 50-yard field goals with regularity. That is sort of like the baseline standard for the NFL. It's incredible to me that we have a kicker who can't meet that standard. I mean, like the minimum standard. And it's been this way now for a couple months.
It has. And I stood by him for a long time.
Oh,
but I've
man.
Seen
they
James, you wanted to keep him. Where are you now on Jake Elliott?
Well, it's not as much about him as it is just taking someone off the street and throwing them into a playoff game.
Sure.
So, like, I don't know. If they did it, I'd be fine. If they I think it's I'm not going to trust any kicker coming into any game for the rest of the year one way or the other.
Well, I agree with that for sure. The question is, who's better? Now,
well, the question
not
is
who's better then and who will be better next year. I mean,
the question is, how bad is Jake going to be?
I mean, I think he's pretty bad.
How much worse could this person off the street
I know,
be?
John,
like, the concern is the operation and all of that stuff can go wrong, too.
All right, so that's a big one. And, you know, if they don't have a new kicker by Wednesday or Thursday, then Jake Elliott's definitely the guy. But I got to think they've got to consider it more seriously than they have in past week, because it's just getting out of control. All right, Jalen Hurts. We don't know yet his condition. We don't know what the injury is. We had a report, a doctor on earlier from NovaCare who just gut feeling said maybe MCL sprain. He felt pretty confident it's not an ACL tear, and that, of course, would be good that it's not an ACL tear. And it probably is not because he came back in the game. But I don't put it past Jalen to come back with an ACL tear just because he is a tough guy.
I put it way past. It is. He played.
It's
for
rare.
A quarter.
It's really rare.
He played for a quarter.
It's really
and a quarter.
Rare. I know.
He doesn't have an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers played in the AFC Championship game in like 2009 or 2013, somewhere back then.
Yeah.
With a torn ACL, it is possible. It is insane, though.
It's extremely rare.
You can play. John Elway didn't have ACLs, as far as I know.
Can't tear it if you don't have it.
Right. But you can lock.
One way to go about it.
You can
lock your knee in place with your quads and the muscles there. But in order for that to be the case, it's like you need to have had that your whole life to where you're accustomed to playing that.
But look, really gutsy performance by Jalen. He did a lot, I thought, pretty darn good in the first half and then obviously regressed as the game went on. In part because of the knee, but also he's just got to throw the ball away.
The snow, man.
No, I know. Well, the snow's a factor
AJ
as well.
After the game say we couldn't even see.
I'm well aware, but he's got to throw the ball away.